Nature's psychic response to the pain of birth, as I just described it, happens in every animal body, not just the human body. Here's how it works. Inside every creature body, in the vicinity of the abdomen, burns a psycho-spiritual flame. The flame is constant and cosmically cold, like the sun's rays, which are cold until they pass through matter. The flame's function is to consume the emergency psychic plasma. This life-saving cushion of love or consciousness is future time. It's the future that the organism is moving towards by living and evolving. So the organism has literally borrowed time and security from its own future. The flame has to consume the plasma as quickly as possible. Speed is vital because future time clearly has no place in the present. In the present, or presence of the body, it immediately degrades into emotion and negativity. It becomes past time or the past. All emotion is the past reasserting itself. And unless it is consumed swiftly, the organism will start living in the past and be a freak of nature. Nature's psychic response to shock continues throughout the life of the body. For example, after the shock of a fight or injury, the animals tend to seek a quiet place to lie down and lick their wounds. This is to allow the essential flame in the belly to consume, digest, and convert the emotion, the past, back into the present or presence of love or consciousness. The reconverted consciousness then serves another vital purpose, which you'll recognize from your own life. The reconverted consciousness carries the impression of the experience the animal has just been through. In other words, the animal has gained or grown in experience. From now on, it will instinctively draw upon that experience to protect its survival more efficiently in the future, just as you do after any narrow escape. And so arises the old saying, "An old dog for a hard road," meaning, an old experienced dog is better fitted to handle the future. So the borrowed future time serves a purpose in the present. Such is the miracle of the divine intelligence that is devising this existence. But the human animal mucks it up, disrupts the divine harmony. The human animal alone holds on to the pain of the event. The human animal thinks about the pain, goes back into the past. The consciousness is absent. This prevents the borrowed time from being converted back into love in the present. For consciousness is the key to harmony and freedom. The result is that while gaining experience, the human animal accumulates and regenerates emotional pain, which the animal does not. Both gain the life-saving experience, but only the human suffers emotionally from it. Why? Why do we do this? Whatever happened to us? It's not just what happened to us, it's what's happening now and happening to our children. We've all been misguidedly taught to hold on to our pain, and we are teaching our children to do the same. You were first taught this unnatural practice by your mother and father, who were taught by their mother and father and theirs before them. Then you were taught by the rest of your family and friends, and by the society you live in. Today, holding on to past pain and projecting the discomfort of it into the world through the personality has become the civilized way of life. Civilized? At any time, at least 20 wars are raging on the planet. Half the population is starving. Much of the other half are exploited by the rest. And the whole population in their private homes or hovels are tyrannizing each other with quarrels, arguments, dishonesty, and emotional blackmail. And all of it due to people projecting their inner pain through their personality onto their fellow men and women. Like the animals, your gaining of experience was natural, but your gathering of pain was not. You were taught that to live you have to suffer, that everybody has to be unhappy sometimes. It's a lie, but you believed it. You believed it because everyone was unhappy and you took their example as the truth. Who was there to tell you otherwise? Even the priests of Jesus were proclaiming you a sinner, a sufferer. Nobody was there to tell anyone the truth, because there was nobody to hear. Everybody was listening through the pain of personality. And so it was easy to believe that life's a pain. But it isn't life that is the pain. It's the personality projecting itself onto life. Nobody is being honest. All are living a lie. Some say life is good, and next day they weep with depression or frustration. Others lash their partners and family with hard words and cruel actions, and then protest they love them. Some think they are loving, and spend much of their time complaining and blaming others. Others pollute their homes with their foul, dark moods, and expect to be loved and admired. And many put on cosmetics and a big smile for the public to cover up their dishonesty to love and life. Why is this? How did we get so out of tune with the life of the natural creatures? Well, that's the next part of the story.